This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship Salem media stations in Tampa, Florida. We're heard across the country on many great radio stations, as well as across the Caribbean, and we're streaming live online and on the satellite as well, going around to the world. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitorial, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs, keeping America's oil moving along. And we've got a new group to salute, because I got told about it over the weekend at the gun show, the bridge tenders, watching those bridges that go up and down out there all around wherever you're at. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Jump in the chat room over there. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we have an all brand new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and check that puppy out. That is a really good looking website. All right, folks, and here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great United States of America was founded under Judeo-Christian values. And don't you forget it, because we won't. Now, Kyle, Donald Trump Jr. got into it over the weekend. He posted on Facebook and everywhere else that you can see. He defended that his father's drop in the polls, which really isn't a drop, and I'll explain that in a minute. He dinged Biden's populist Made in America plan, which is actually plagiarism, taking Donald Trump's plan and calling it his own right now. And he pointed out that Joe Biden and his son have garnered hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, when Joe was the vice president and Obama was the president. How about them apples?
Well, sure. You know, one of the things that the Democrats may be getting at this very late date, it would seem, in this process is that, wait a minute, a lot of Americans were doing pretty good under Donald Trump, and maybe we ought to try to echo some of that. And they could have been working with the president these last 3.5 years, and they could have had some kind of real organic claim to good things happening in the country. But you're right. This seems to be just sort of a retread of the idea of make America great again, the idea of buy American. You know, I seem to recall President Trump saying he wanted to buy American products, or he wanted things to be manufactured here.
He said that since before he got elected.
Well, exactly. And it resonates. And the Democrats are, I guess, just figuring this out. And then also, as you mentioned, talking about Biden's son and so forth making all this, you know, all this money. And
of course.
That. Yeah. Well, then I say bring it on. Let's talk about China. We're ready for that. Absolutely.
Let's talk about the Ukraine, too, while we're at it.
Exactly.
And by the way, the investigation is still on over all this stuff. Hunter Biden is not out of the woods, and we'll see where all that goes. Now, let's talk about the polls, because I found out, again, intel over the weekend from people that were supporters of Donald Trump, and there were all kinds of them everywhere you looked at the gun show. I found out over the weekend that these people see the polls, and they just go, they're not paying any attention to them. So who is voting in the polls, I ask? Well, let's see. Never Trumpers, students that are just having a good time, and maybe a Trump supporter or two, and they're just having a little bit of fun. But as far as anybody that's really in there that's a Donald Trump supporter, Lock, Stop, and Kitty Hawk, they are not participating in these polls, unless maybe it's a Donald Trump poll from Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, Captain, have just absolutely had it.
They're zoned out.
Yeah, with the pollsters and the daily horse race. Because to a lot of people, I think to many people, Captain, it's not a horse race anymore. This is a real choice between whether or not we're going to go forward with opportunity for everybody, or we're going to go to some kind of weird socialist authoritarian thing that scares people.
Well, I got a new one for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Zogby and his polls. Now, Mr. Zogby is originally from upstate New York, and Syracuse University, University College was where he taught. I happen to have been in one of his classes. I took it as an elective. But here's the deal about Mr. Zogby. His poll shows Donald Trump closing the gap on Joe Biden, and he is now within the margin of error in most of the other polls.
Well, that's also very, very interesting. And again, you know, the professionalism of pollsters is usually readily apparent in a lot of these things. So that's actually very interesting news. And also, you know, when you're kind of far out from the election, and we're starting to close in, obviously. If you're kind of far out from the election, you know, people think, well, what if? Well, maybe I might do this, maybe I might do that. It's as we get a lot closer to Election Day, I think they would have more gravitas. But here's the thing. People have watched Joe Biden. They see that, most unfortunately, he's suffering from something that's wrong.
Dementia.
Yeah, and he can't really, you know, speak to these different issues very well. He's in the bunker mostly. He doesn't seem to have the sort of fire in the belly that we would expect of a presidential candidate. And there are candidates who have had that. They dropped out of the race already that had that kind of drive. But Joe Biden seems to be coasting and or coming in on fumes or something, and people sense that.
Well, the person who's in the wings waiting is Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton or possibly Michelle Obama or maybe, the mayor of Chicago or maybe the mayor of Atlanta. We'll see. We'll see, because he's promised this month to tell us who he's going to have as a running mate. All right, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95. 95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sure. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, remember, if you're struggling with nagging pain, and many of us are, myself included, if you've got arthritis like I do, or back pain, or neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches in general, and just daily pain that you put up from your daily activities, how about trying an all non-narcotic product that's natural that'll help you out called Relief Factor. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you can order the 3-week quick start Relief Factor plan there for $19.95. Now, there's a short video there from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that owns and operates Relief Factor, telling you all about what's in the product and how it works. And then go ahead and try the 3-week quick start $19.95 product. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All you got to lose is pain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joya was in the news over the weekend because they came out and made a statement in support of the president on Friday. And it was very well received by the people out there, because I went to the Publix store yesterday. I was going to buy some of that product just to, you know, because I've had their stuff before. I was going to buy some to make maybe a casserole or mix it up with rice or spaghetti or noodles or something like that. And there wasn't a can of any of it anywhere.
Yeah, that's really something. We're hearing similar stories, you know, and a lot of people have expressed their support for a company that I guess has committed the cardinal sin of having their chairman or CEO have support for President Trump in his reelection. So I guess you're just not supposed to do that, you know, or you have to be completely boycotted or something like that. But it is interesting, though, Captain. People are giving maybe a different kind of polling here. They're polling with their hard-earned dollars. That's very important.
Now, we're hearing from Melvin in Saratoga Springs. He's commenting me off the Facebook page. He's saying that Biden is putting on the phony act not to be mentally capable of, for prosecution, Ukraine prosecution, a.k.a. quid pro quo Joe. Okay, and, well, maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but I believe Joe Biden at 77 will be 78 if he gets elected president. I believe he's got dementia.
Well, and it's very sad. Exactly, and obviously, you know, it's just terrible to see someone who seems to be suffering from something that looks like it's that complicated or that terrible. And yet, Captain, there's this machine that keeps propping him up, evidently, and they're simply waiting.
He's got good drugs, doesn't he?
Yeah, and they're waiting, they believe, to install a vice president who likely, they believe, would take over because of a 25th Amendment situation. Mm-hmm.
Now, the educational secretary, Betsy DeVos, came out and said school reopening plans can't be based on short-term COVID spikes. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi chimed in and said she wants the federal guidelines to be made mandatory so that everybody has to do it everywhere. So Nancy kind of changed her tune a little bit about the school. She agrees that the kids would be better off in school. I did hear, though, that in New York City, they were talking about only going to school for 2 days a week.
Well, I'm hearing a similar thing here, Captain, in Southern California, a large school district, the one that I would actually, the area that I would be in, as a matter of fact, we're hearing that it's going to be some kind of blended schedule. That's what's coming out. I don't believe it's official yet, but we're hearing it's going to be a blended schedule, maybe 3 days home, 2 days at a very truncated, very different in-person school experience. No sports, no clubs, no assemblies, these kinds of things. It's going to be very, very bleak, it would appear. But yeah, this is, but parents are going to be absolutely outraged about all this stuff. It's just not going to be good for the kids.
Now, we had our gun show down in Port Charlotte over the weekend, and one of the rules was everybody had to wear a mask inside the building, period, as well as outside. It was voluntary outside, but inside the building, everybody had to wear a mask, vendors, participants, the whole nine yards, you know, people coming in. And they did, because if they didn't, they were going to shut down the gun show. It's that simple. And now we're hearing the Surgeon General say that wearing masks and distancing will curb the spike in a matter of weeks that we're seeing in the country right now.
Well, exactly, and you know we'll see, and unfortunately we have to continue to wait a certain period of time in order to see what the result is of something like that. As we looked at the, and you know, Captain, I've had people tell me, you know, what is this? You know, these stories that hey, the riots didn't cause any problem with COVID.
Not true.
Yeah, but the Trump rallies, these are really scary, you know, and it's very strange. How, you know, people are, but nobody believes.
Okay, let me debunk that. Do you think they had a Trump rally in Miami?
Oh, nope.
Do you think they had a Trump rally in Fort Lauderdale?
Nope.
How about West Palm Beach?
Nope.
Those are the three areas in Florida right now, along with Key West, where the numbers are going way up. And it's not because of Donald Trump. It's because these people are just getting together, and the nightclubs and the bars and all that sort of stuff, plus on the beaches, they were commingling, and they were, like, literally on top of each other. Now, even though the beaches, they say, well, the warm weather, this, that, and the other. Yeah, but what happens when somebody coughs or sneezes on you?
Well, exactly.
And that can spread to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever people it gets.
Exactly. And, you know, I think a lot of people are willing to take, you know, some pretty good precautions. I know that just generally speaking, families don't want to expose their kids any more than they think that they might have to. And people are willing to go to some pretty far-reaching things. But there has to be consistency with what the government is saying, and not only just the federal directives, but the local governments as well.
Now they're fining people.
Yes, they are.
They've gotten to that range, fining people.
Exactly. And a lot of times that's a local decision as well.
Yep.
And you know, the president's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. If he came out with a iron-fisted mask policy for the nation, they would call him a dictator.
Yeah.
If it's a local thing, then he's not strong enough.
Well, now I got to talk about something that really kind of breaks my heart because of the fact it involves a ship. The U.S. Navy and their assault ship, the USS Bonhomie Richard, which was anchored for repairs in San Diego, and they were working on it, almost had it ready to go. It caught fire. 21 people were injured, some of them firefighters, after an explosion on board the ship. And that ship is still burning as we speak, and they're saying at least, that it could be burnt all the way from the waterline to the top and everything inside it scuttled.
Yes, and I was watching as this was developing earlier today, Captain. Of course, there were two other ships that were docked very close to it, the USS Fitzgerald and USS Russell. They were right there in San Diego Harbor as well. And you're right.
They moved both of those.
And they did move them, and you're right. It was burning down to the water line, and they say this could not be extinguished for days, and the smoke will continue from San Diego Harbor there. And, just a very sad story. And, of course, there were injuries. But thankfully, of course, the entire crew was not aboard the ship at the time. So that was minimized to some degree. But, yeah, this was a big, big deal and a sad day for the Navy.
And I do know, having experienced one major fire on board a grain ship, that the fire burned for a week until it burned all the grain up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. That was sitting at the port in Oswego, New York, where I started out as a firefighter, so there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, you know, we've got this White House trade advisor by the name of Mr. Navarro, and he likes to throw some things out there, and he's doing pretty good. He says that Joe Biden is a poll-driven plagiarist, and you know there's a lot of truth in that, because Joe Biden is actually stealing things that came from somebody else, including Donald Trump and others, and then claiming them to be his own idea.
Well, Captain, all I have to say to that is this wouldn't be the first time or the second time, it would seem, that Joe Biden would be accused of such a thing or be in that arena.
He's been accused and sued of it before when he was in the Senate.
Well, yeah, and I remember back in 1988 when Joe Biden first ran for president, and you had the same speeches as Neil Kinnock over in the U.K., and this was unbelievable. And as you listen to these speeches side by side, it's not something that two people stumbled onto the same speech randomly. And I thought, at that time, I thought this is going to tank his political career.
Yeah.
But he's been able to
hold that thought
way out of it.
All right. And by the way, Dan Bongino is reporting that there's a plan by the New York State Attorney General which would strip Bill de Blasio of the authority over the New York Police Department. This is probably coming from the police union, going right to the governor and saying, hey, man, you don't do something, guess what? We're out of here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A military ship that's docked at a naval base in San Diego has caught fire, and first responders are having difficulty containing the blaze. The San Diego Fire Rescue Department says multiple agencies responded to the emergency aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard. 18 of the sailors are being treated for smoke inhalation. They're still investigating the cause of the fire. San Diego Fire Chief Colin Stahl.
We pulled all of our personnel first off the ship when we realized there was really we were not going to be able to confine the fire to a small area. Then as soon as the personnel started getting off the ship, there was an explosion, which and we received confirmation from the Navy that there is live ordnance on the ship.
The Navy says all crew members are off the ship and accounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico can be found online by going to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And while you're there, put in your zip code, that's whatever it is, and you will get a cost comparison for your car insurance, your truck insurance, your boat insurance, your motorcycle, your ATV, your RV. And oh, by the way, if you combine it with your homeowners or your renter's insurance policy too, you'll save a boatload of money. And knock on wood. There it is. Knock on wood. I save a bunch of money, and I get a safe driver discount for the 14 years I've been with them, too, every year, and it keeps my policy very low. And I do check it elsewhere. I do check it at other companies. But so far, nobody can beat what I got going at Geico. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, before we get to our phone caller, the Washington Redskins have announced they're going to change the name of their team today.
That's exactly right. They're going to change the name, and I think they're going to announce it maybe within the next couple of weeks, is from what I've heard. I don't think they're going to announce it on Monday, but I think they're going to say that they are going to change it. But the two things that I've heard, Captain, that seem to be in the running is possible that they would be called the Washington Red Tails, or they might even be called the Washington Warriors. But those are just two that I've heard bandied about.
Well, Warriors went with the Philadelphia basketball team from years ago. And by the way, the Boston Redskins were where the Washington Redskins came from. And the other thing is, what did you say, the Red Tails? Now, that would make too much sense.
Right. Well, the Red Tails would be evocative of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
The airplane.
That would make perfect sense. But then again, it's not Alabama. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let me see here. Good morning, caller. Is this Mr. Kentucky?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's Miss Kentucky. All right, what's up?
Could you tell me what they're doing with the stimulus packages and if that's for everyone? Because one of my neighbors who's elderly was asking me that today, and I had no idea.
Okay, I'll answer your question. Thank you for the call. Kyle, to my understanding, the next stimulus package is going to be put together and hopefully voted on by the 20th of July. Is that what you've heard, what I've heard?
That's what we understand, yes.
And the next stimulus package will cover everybody who got a check the last time. Is that what you heard?
Yes, it'll be the same people, same group.
However, what's different is President Trump wants to see the people that need it the worst to get more money.
That's right. Yeah, he does want to be more. Yeah.
So the lower end of the spectrum, whatever that number is that they call the lower end of the spectrum, is going to get more stimulus money than the upper end of the spectrum. And I don't know where the cutoff is going to be.
Yeah, we don't have any info on that as yet.
Nope.
But, of course, it will be an absolute race to the finish line to see if they can get it done by the 20th. But I expect that once we start this new business week, we're going to see the president begin to talk about this in earnest.
Now, we do know that the Democrats wanted $2,000 the last time around and didn't get it. So let's say the Democrats say they want $2,400 this time around, and I'm coming up with that number for a reason. That's the unemployment, $600 a week times four, which actually figures a 40-hour week at $15 an hour. Kind of funny, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that the president might say, okay, the lower end of the spectrum can get $2,000, because what they want is they want the people to have the money to be able to spend it, because those will be the ones that get the money that need it the worst will spend their money to begin with on the things they need to spend it on, and that will keep the economy moving along, and consequently it will be a stimulus.
Hopefully so. And because we've seen these rise in cases and different hot spots, not absolutely everywhere, but different hot spots, we'd still have some businesses that may not be open or businesses that may be shut down again in the near term. So having that extra money go out, I think, is going to help a lot of people.
Yes, and we'll just see where this goes, because, again, we know it's going to be, we know that the $1,200 is in play, but we also think, from what we've been told, and this is just going by what the president and Steve Mnuchin have been talking about, that the lower end of the spectrum, whatever that lower end is, and nobody's told us yet, will get more money.
Right.
So we'll just let it go at that, and we'll wait till we hear what we hear. And by the way, there was a senator yesterday, John Barrasso from Wyoming, who came out and said that there is bipartisan support in the Senate for a new stimulus.
And hopefully that would go through pretty quickly. And if the Democrats in the House try to throw roadblocks up and do their pet projects, it's not going to end well for them in terms of public opinion at all.
Well, we can hope.
Yeah.
Right now, nothing seems to be bothering the Democrats, but then again, that's because of the media telling us that. Now, let's go back to something that the White House trade advisor, Mr. Navarro, had to say. He said more U.S. action will take place this week on TikTok and WeChat.
Yeah, I'm hearing some things about this. And, of course, the idea is that these particular apps,
they spy on you.
Yeah, exactly. And they think they are of Chinese origin. But I'll tell you this, I know TikTok is very popular among younger folks. I think there are millions of people that use this. So if the government does come out and gives a real warning or tries to block it in some way, that's going to be a Herculean task to do.
Yep, and I just got a direct message from Jamie in Reno, and Jamie saying, Captain, did you know that Goya had record sales over the weekend? Yes, I did, Jamie. We already said that, I don't know, in the last segment, somewhere along the line, right, Kyle?
Yeah, and they did. And again, I think people are using their hard-earned dollars to send a message that maybe Democrats should be listening to if they think the polls are so great. Check out what's happening here.
Speaking of a message, are you ready for this?
Yes.
AOC has suggested the New York City crime surge is due to residents needing to shoplift some bread amidst unemployment.
Well, you know, it's not a funny thing that people would be desperate in any way, but I think that she's really trying to craft a narrative. The reason why you have an uptick in crime and violent crime at that is the fact that the
people are hungry.
People are hungry.
They're not getting food.
Well, that's right. But there's also, of course, this problem with taking away the police protection in many cases.
Now, there's always been a situation for anybody that's ever gone to New York and walked the streets of New York and gone anywhere. You've always seen the panhandlers and the people, the bums on the street and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Some of them aren't bums, but they usually are there to begin with to get enough money to buy their next bottle and drink their cares away, so they don't care if they eat or not. They're drinking their food.
Right, yeah.
And that's what's going on, and it's never stopped. Now, that's still going on there, to the best of my knowledge. And consequently, AOC, you know, maybe she better get out and walk the street. I don't mean that in a derogative manner. I'll get in trouble for that. But maybe she better go out and just walk the street and see what the hell's going on.
Well, again, it's this idea that, you know, the Democrats fundamentally are trying to craft this kind of narrative. They want it. It's like they want to increase the chaos factor, and they believe, Captain, that we are going to grow tired and weary of all of this chaos and just vote for Biden because that'll just fix everything. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth, but it's like they want to continue to keep up this kind of pressure. What maybe AOC could do is help to work on this stimulus package. Let's make sure that people are going to get that check as fast as possible, as opposed to going out and trying to grandstand.
Well, unless somebody doesn't explain to these younger people that socialism is not the end-all, cure-all, that is the beginning of the end, the Democratic senators in the presidential primary who brought socialism to the front of everything, Joe Biden, who's taking it to the extreme in his presidential campaign, they are about to ruin America forever and destroy what we know as the United States of America. It'll be the United Soviet States of America.
And they believe that if they can convince enough people that America's bad and America doesn't deserve to exist fundamentally, and also that there is simply no redemption for America. You know, Captain, you know, we fought a war over slavery, and as I grew up, that was my thought. The Civil War came, we have civil rights, and I always thought we were trying to move in the right moral direction. But here come a bunch of socialists to tell us, nope, you're bad. But most Americans don't believe that. They don't feel like that. They don't hate their brother. But again, it's all about crafting a narrative.
And the narrative they're crafting is predominantly for these students that are out on the streets, who's out there. And by the way, they have been brainwashed over the last, I don't know how many years, to do and act and think the way they are. And we all know it. We all know it. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll tell you what's going on around the country. A lot of hot, 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 hot weather all the way across the country again, the southern bottom part of the country. A lot of really hot weather.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you're right. And that's Donna Fiducia, our good friend from Carrollton, Georgia. She's up there, runs the Double D Ranch with her husband, Don. And they'll be getting up in about, an hour and a half or so. And then we'll say howdy, howdy to her. But I want to remind everybody, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. report, and it is brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J closest to you, because Pilots and Flying J's are now the largest truck stop chain anywhere in the United States, and they are your friend of friends out on the highways and byways. Stop by, tell them the captain said, just stop on by, and you'll get a free cup of coffee. All right, here we go. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings continue through Monday across much of the southern U.S., with some locations seeing the excessive heat lingering into Tuesday. Now, many locations from Arizona to Texas will experience high temperatures above 110 degrees, with record highs likely in a number of spots. There will be severe thunderstorms, which may bring large hail and damaging winds over the central and northern plains on Monday as well. And we do have some sort of system right now just off the coast of Alabama and the panhandle around Pensacola with some stuff going on out there. It looks like thunderstorms in the Gulf. And let me bring Kyle Warren into the mix. First of all, Kyle, what the heck is going on again in California and Arizona?
Well, Captain, all across Southern California, the desert, of course, in California, and then throughout the Southwest, we still have this high heat. Now, we've got, as many who listen to the program know, we track the jet stream and let you know sort of where it's going, but it's gone north, of course, in the United States right now. It's going to stay there for a little while, and that's going to keep this heat wave going, at least for the next couple of days or so. And so we're going to look at temperatures that are going to be 10 to 15 degrees, really above normal. This is going to be in Nevada, Utah, of course, Arizona, also Colorado, and in New Mexico as we head through the next 48 hours or so at least. But these temperatures are very, very high. They could be as high as 120 degrees in some places, especially places like Death Valley. And once again, you have to be very, very careful, because this is the kind of weather that can really impact people in terms of their health. So you got to drink a lot of fluids, and you have to be very, very careful about staying inside and being cool.
And we've got a red flag warning for most of Utah, for the western part of in the mountains of Colorado, for the central part around Boise of Idaho, right along Lake Tahoe and Reno, straight on down towards the California line. Looks like that's all the way down to just about Fresno right now. You've got a red flag warning there. Then we've got some dangerous thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms with hail, and it looks like high winds and flood conditions, where there's flood watches and warnings up in the southwestern corner of Kansas, but it amounts to about a third of the western part of Kansas, and up in the northeastern part of Texas, which is that would be Amarillo, way up in the far northwestern part, rather, of Texas, and Amarillo, and over towards Lubbock, and moving into Oklahoma right now.
Exactly right. And, you know, we're really seeing these temperature maps just really bloom. And they've been doing that, but I think today, Captain, is almost about the worst that we've seen it across the Southwest and through Texas and through Louisiana as well.
Looks pretty ominous to me, because when you get to Texas, you've got, a scorching heat. That's what I'll call it. Scorching heat temperatures going across I-10 and going across I-20 and, halfway across the state. And that would include Austin, San Antonio, down towards Laredo. My goodness. Midland, everything in there, it's purple. That's how hot it is. It's purple. And then we've got high heat advisories across, that's Oklahoma, eastern New Mexico, Louisiana. We got scorch, and by the way, up on I-20, northern Louisiana, we've got excessive heat warnings, and up along, this would be I-20 in Texas, too, up around Texarkana, and down in the southwest corner of Mississippi, high heat, and most of lower Mississippi. And then what the heck is going on with Alabama Alabama and Pensacola with what looks like a lot of rain and some sort of disturbance there off the Gulf?
Yeah, we do see a little something there off the coast, and but that's in the area there in Alabama. You got Mobile that also has that heat advisory, and that's where it starts to kind of peter out as we head towards the Panhandle. Certainly, could have a double whammy there.
Well, this is something in the Gulf. It looks like it's got rough seas or something and a storm behind it. Let me see if I can find out. Well, no, it's not going to let me. But anyway, let me go up to Michigan. Let me go up to Chicago from the Wisconsin line down to Michigan and around the loop on 9094 over around Gary and over towards the Michigan state line and up the western part of Michigan. You've got rain there tonight. You've got some rain in Pennsylvania around, it looks like around, Allentown. And, there's a possibility, it looks like, of some rain, along the Jersey coast. And, we've got some sort of situation with clouds and whatnot, in West Virginia, out there towards the western part of West Virginia, that might be, the atmosphere, the air, quality might be bad. That might be what I'm looking at there.
Yes, and we have small craft advisories, going all the way, from New York, up through Rhode Island, up through Boston, and up through the Gulf of Maine.
All right, and I'm going to play something right now that I didn't play to begin with because I was waiting for Elizabeth to tell me that she would be ready to listen to this. Elizabeth, our friend, was on about a 125-mile trek today, Kyle. You saw a lot of what she was doing, right?
I did. I saw her post, yeah.
Yep, she went from the Tarpon Springs area all the way down to near Fort Myers with her bicycle, stopped about every 25, 30 miles, rode around, sent something out for everybody to see. So this is for her.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
That's the Beach Boys, obviously, from many moons ago. I get around, and I hope she liked that because I told her we were going to surprise her.
Well, I hope so, too. I love that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, and she's one of the sales associates at Moss Nissan up there in Newport Richey. So if you need a car and you want to stop by Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, remember, you serve, you save. All you got to do is pull on in there and ask for Elizabeth, and boom, you're in like Flynn, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, now, and good morning, Bugler Bob. He says the silent majority isn't silent any longer. Well, there's a lot of truth in that, too, because I saw a whole bunch of Trump people over the weekend. You know the buttons I got, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, the buttons I've got, I gave 200 of them out over the weekend down there at the gun show the one day I was there.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so got a whole bunch of those. Let's see, it says Captain Matt Bruce says vote Trump 2020. That's what it says on it, and they're walking around with those buttons. So we'll get a lot of traction out of those, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. You know, and
I got to order more.
Well, you know, and I'm actually seeing these little places that pop up, just, you know, at in different places in the community, people selling Trump things, you know, T-shirts and hats and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
and people are standing there buying stuff.
We had a booth that was down from where my radio setup was, probably four or five booths down, and it was a Trump hats and shirts and this, that, and the other, and bumper stickers and banners and signs. And they were selling everything. People were going out there with armloads of stuff, as well as bagfuls of things, buying two and three of whatever.
Well, you know, Captain, I think people see the real clear choice, and it's always good in an election to have real clear choices. You know, Reagan versus Carter, for example, that kind of thing. But this is at a completely different level, it would seem, because of the high stakes and people actually using the word socialism. They want America to embrace socialism, this kind of thing.
All right.
And so we have very clear choices.
We got to run, and we'll be right back after the top of our news. Kyle Warren and myself will be back with a lot more stuff going on. And I'll tell you what, we haven't even hardly touched what's going on here. So don't go anywhere, and Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.